Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We are back here on News Radio, WGNS, and Rutherford Issues. This segment brought to you by our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. They power Rutherford Issues, and through Sharing Change, they have donated, get this, $12 million to local nonprofits. It just keeps going up by the millions. Find out how your spare change can make a big impact at sharingchange.org. Very special show today as we talk about the upcoming Tennessee STEAM Festival. Sarah Hicks joins us. Sarah is wears many hats at the Discovery Center in Murphy Springs, and we were just talking about she may be a beaver wrangler for all I know, but you're working with the upcoming STEAM Festival as a coordinator, so good morning to you first.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you. The Discovery Center at Murphy Spring is Murphy Springs is just a, I think, I don't want to say hidden treasure, but a lot of people are discovering the treasure that it is mm-hmm. out there, aren't they?
Absolutely, yes, sir. So we've been in the community for almost 40 years. We're celebrating our big 40th, I believe, just next year. And our location right now, it can be a little hidden away from the main traffic, but we're just off of Broad Street. We come right up against the wetland area that is there. There's some walking back in there that's fantastic with the beavers and wildlife, as you and I were talking about. But yeah, we're a children's museum. We're hands-on. We offer a lot of opportunities for play through learning. And so we have a lot of cool events that we do throughout the year. And the Tennessee STEAM Festival is just one of them that we help coordinate statewide.
Yeah. I have a feeling that once the daylighting of Town Creek happens, and then, you know, you've got the, you can go from Cannonsburg to Discovery Center pretty easily at that point, and it ties in part of the rest of the Murfreesboro Parks Greenway system mm-hmm. that a lot more people are going to find you, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We're super excited for that whole process. We're really excited to see, like, the revitalization of that area of the community, and then also for the opportunity for families just to be able to spend more time in the parks, and then also to come and hang out with us as well.
Well, I know we're going to talk mostly about the STEAM Festival and what it is and how it's been put together and that kind of thing. But for the Discovery Center itself, website, maybe just remind us about when you can come, that kind of thing. All kinds of exhibits. Things change all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. So our regular operating hours are Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then we're also open on Sundays from 12 until 5 as well. We are closed on Mondays. That gives us time to deep clean those exhibits and get everything ready for the guests for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
And we do have a website. It's explorethedc.org. We always recommend people check that website frequently because that's where we post information about all of our special events. We have a lot of stuff happening, usually at least 3 events per month. So there's a lot there, a lot of information that you can get about what we're doing. And we're super excited right now because we have a new temporary exhibit in. It is Inside Out Emotions at Play. It was made between Pixar and the Pittsburgh Children's Museum. So kids can come and they get to interact with some of their favorite characters from those movies and get to learn more about some emotional regulation techniques and that kind of thing. So that exhibit it's going to be with us through December. I think its last day is at the very beginning of January. So it's definitely something to come out and see the next couple months.
Okay. Well, don't want to miss that for sure over at the Discovery Center at Murphy Springs. So you are very heavily involved being the coordinator of the Tennessee STEAM Festival, and talk to us about its humble beginnings and now what it is.
Absolutely. So the first festival we held back in 2017, and it was really kind of a way for Discovery Center to give back to the community locally and kind of highlight local businesses and organizations that were incorporating STEAM practices into their everyday lives. And for those people who are not familiar with it, STEAM stands for science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. And those are things that we use in our everyday lives and don't even necessarily notice it, but it's super important to just our day-to-day living. So in that first year of 2017, we thought we would just do something locally, mostly for Rutherford County, but it grew exponentially quicker than we anticipated, and we were actually able to go statewide that very first year. And then we've been able to host the statewide celebration ever since. So this is our 9th year of the festival. Next year is going to be number 10, and I'm so excited. But over the past 9 years or so, we've been able to engage over 160,000 individuals across the state. We've partnered with 500 different organizations, and it's just a really unique opportunity for individuals from all over the state, which is something I really want to make sure I'm plugging, is this is not just something happening in Rutherford and Davidson County. We have, I believe, 20 different counties participating so far across the entire state. So no matter where you are geographically, you can have access to some of this programming. But it's a really great opportunity to get involved with some organizations and businesses that you might not necessarily know are part of your community, and then see the people behind that business, learn more about what it takes to work in that kind of business, what kind of opportunities for careers are out there in your local area, and then also just like what fun tourism exhibits are around that you might not visit every day.
Yeah. How did this go from its humble beginnings to being a statewide thing, like in the first year? I mean, were you surprised by that?
Oh, I think we were all shocked. I think we were very shocked. We have some really great key partners. So we are a part of the Science Alliance of Tennessee. It's okay. A consortium of about 6 museums, again, that span the entire state of Tennessee. We have partners out in Memphis. We have partners in out towards Gray, Tennessee, and like near Johnson. And so because we have that network that we're connected with, we were able to work with them in those very first years, tell them what we were doing, and then they were able to reach out to their local networks as well to pull some of the businesses in that they were familiar with and had connections with. And so from that, it's really been a lot of relationship building. We still, you know, we're still a part of that Science Alliance. We still have relationships with all of those different museums. And so we communicate with them as a way to help see what organizations might be interested in participating in the festival. But then also just every year, as the word has gotten out, our email list has gotten bigger. We've done, you know, social media campaigns and pushes, and there's been a lot of word of mouth as well of people who will tell, you know, their friends about how we're doing this 2-week-long festival. And so through that, I think that's how we've been able to see a lot of the growth that we've had, is just, you know, maintaining those relationships with those organizations and continually inviting them to come back and participate with us year after year.
Well, so I don't forget, tnsteam.org, the website.
Yes.
The Tennessee Steam Festival runs through October, the 10th through the 26th. And again, science, technology, engineering, art, math, all of that part of this. And what I have discovered is it's not only, you know, like the Discovery Center at Murphy Springs, but you also have like community partners and business partners in our community that want to get involved in this, and it gives them a great chance to give back to the community as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We have a lot of community partners, you know, locally that people would be familiar with, you know, the Parks Department of Metro up in Davidson County, they're a partner with us. MTSU hosts events, they're a partner with us. The Murfreesboro Airport is another partner who's been very consistent with us. But then even, you know, expanding out across the state, we have people at, you know, the University of Memphis, Lambeth campus. We have people out in Tullahoma, their Children's Museum, the Oak Ridge Children's Museum, the Oak Ridge Science Center. It really is something that, you know, it's not just, which it brings up another good point. The STEAM Festival is not just for kids. You know, it was founded by the Discovery Center, which is a children's museum, but we really want to push that this is not just an event for kids. We have events that span all ages and demographics, because we believe that learning doesn't just stop, you know, after you graduate high school. We really believe in lifelong learning and lifelong curiosity. And so we want it to be accessible to adults to see and learn things that they might not, you know, have gotten to experience or learn before.
Well, I mean, I see one example here that really encapsulates that. When you go the Rutherford County Technology Engagement Center opens up for the data sharing, and it just kind of explains a lot of that, and whether it be adults, families, kids, special needs, I mean, it really hit the whole gamut there. And that's just one of, gosh, looks like hundreds of examples on the website.
We do, yes, yes. I can't remember the exact number off the top of my head at this point, but we have, you know, we do have at this point hundreds of events that are going on across the state over that 2-week period. So there really is something for everyone. And that's, you know, no matter your age, no matter your interest, no matter your geographic location in the state, there's something that you can find and do during these 2 weeks.
Yeah. We have joining us today from the Discovery Center at Murfree Springs and also the Tennessee STEAM Festival coordinator, Sarah Hicks. And I invite you to go to tnsteam.org. All of the events, I'm looking at them, fascinating. And we're talking from Memphis to Oak Ridge to Knoxville. The coolest thing is the map that's on the website that has all the placements. I mean, and you go from Memphis to Mountain City almost.
Yeah, absolutely. That was some feedback. You know, we really value community feedback for this since it is such a community-centered event. And some of the feedback we got last year was wanting more clarification on where exactly these events are happening. And so we included the map this year as an upgrade to the website to make it easier for people who are looking for events that are close in proximity to them. So we're really excited. I think it helps make some of those events more accessible. It makes it easier for people to look and see what is close to them. But it really does. You know, we have all three of the regions of Tennessee, West, Middle, and East represented in this. And we're really excited that we're able to cover such a wide geographical area because that just means more people have access to this level of programming.
Yeah. Proud to say that it looks like most of the little place or a lot of the placements, I won't say most, or but there are plenty here in Rutherford County, Murfreesboro.
There are. We do. We have a very, very strong showing from Middle Tennessee.
That makes me feel proud. But, I mean, that's kind of where it all started and just exploded since 2017. So you would think that would be the case. And we're talking about people. I mean, and it takes a lot to put this on, too. So I know that there are probably community sponsors, things of that nature that just help make this possible.
Absolutely. We are so thankful for our sponsors. Frankie's Construction is a big one for us. We also are being sponsored by Amazon this year. We're really grateful for their levels of sponsorship. We're also supported by the Rutherford County Board of Tourism, who help us with this as well. And it just would not be possible without their support. It's just really incredible that these organizations are so dedicated to helping spread awareness of STEAM throughout the state, and we're just so thankful for their incredible support.
I have a feeling that, you know, moms and dads who, you know, make a few trips here and there, they're going to say they're doing it for the kids, but they're going to have a good time too.
Oh, absolutely. And we have a ton of events that are really geared for the whole family as well. We're really excited this year. We're partnering with the Tennessee Indian Educational Powwow with the Native American Indian Association of Tennessee. We are super excited to bring that cultural programming to the festival, and that's an example of one of those events that we think is just going to be great for absolutely the entire family. We're also partnering with the Southern Festival of Books that's going to be happening at Vanderbilt. Again, another one that's going to be really, really great for your entire family. One of my favorite events, and I might be kind of biased because it is hosted by the Discovery Center, but we do have our annual STEAMAPALOOZA event on Saturday the 11th. And that one is super fun because we have a lot of organizations from the community come and set up interactive displays and activities in the parking lot of the Discovery Center. And there's just such an incredible variety of organizations that join us for that event that it really is something where, you know, parents are saying they're bringing their kids, but they're having some fun too. And that's great. We love that. We love it when parents come and get excited about these things with us.
Fall brings fall colors. And so, I mean, there are just so many different opportunities. Do you find yourself seeing a lot of maybe the homeschool community have their kids or their homeschool groups maybe come out and use this as part of their science education?
Absolutely.
Components?
Absolutely. And we see a lot of different levels of participation at that across the state. Part of the reason we expanded the festival to 2 weeks was because October really is the fall break month for the state of Tennessee. And so it works out because there are some organizations who they want to be open during that fall break because they're going to get more foot traffic. And there are also some organizations who are not going to be open during that time because most people are going to be traveling out of those towns. So having the festival be over those 2 weeks gives people the opportunity, whether it aligns with their fall break or it doesn't align with their fall break, to travel around and travel to the different events. It also spans 3 weekends now. We have 3 different weekends that are involved in the festival. So even if you're completely locked in because of a school schedule or something like that, you do have those 3 different weekend opportunities to go participate in something. So yeah, it's a really, we try to make it as accessible as possible for anybody who would want to be interested.
Yeah, notice that your Streamapalooza is at the end of fall break. So we're going to catch people coming back from the beach or wherever they're going, and then a big day right here in town.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. That is very intentional on our part.
I can imagine. So it's just remarkable to take a look at tnsteam.org and just seeing all of the things that that are going on. Paint your own pumpkins. I mean, it goes from whatever you can imagine really here. Mm-hmm. and all around. So anything else you want to pass along, community partners, anything else you want to tell us, and then give us an overview again about the Tennessee Steam Festival as we wrap up.
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest things to the point that you were just making is one of my favorite things about this festival is, you know, kids in school often are kind of exposed to a lot of similar careers, but part of the point of the festival is to highlight all of the different career options that are out there. So if you have a kid who is really interested in art or dinosaurs or archaeology, or I could name so many different categories right now, we probably have an event that covers that specific interest. And so this is just such an incredible opportunity for kids especially to engage in those activities that they're really interested with, and then also meet and talk to adults who have expertise and experience in those areas as well. And I think that can just be so inspiring for the next generation of learners to be able to connect what they're learning in school with their personal interests to career that are out there for their possible future. So I highly, highly recommend people check out the website so that they can see the variety of programming that we have offered, because I cannot emphasize this enough. We truly do have something for everybody.
Yeah.
It's Tennessee Steam Festival coming up October 10th through 26th. Visit tnsteam.org to get all of the information on the different events. Each of the events have their own webpage that give all the information about the dates, the times, and the locations of those different events. Some events do require registration ahead of time, so that's another reason to go ahead and start checking out the website right now in case you're interested in an event that does require pre-registration. You can get all of those details on the website.
Very good. Joining us today, Sarah Hicks, Steam Festival Coordinator, tnsteam.org online.